This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Does a full moon affect us psychologically?
We have a moon-sized topic.
This is humongous.
It's a big one today. It's gravitational almost.
Oh, wow, you're on fire.
And I don't know if anyone else saw just recently, but we're supposed to have had a super moon. That's moon with a cape.
Yeah, it still is, apparently. We still have it.
So this is apparently something that happens every year. One moon in particular offers us the best opportunity to see all the features of the moon. But it also comes alongside, you know, a whole lot of almost societal misinformation about the role of the effect of the moon and the links with behaviour. So there's been discussion for years and years and years that full moons in particular are associated with increased births, heart attacks, deaths, suicide, seizures, increased kind of violence, and also kind of increased psychological distress and issues. And so you've heard that idea of it must be a full moon. It's the sentences that people say. And so this is a really, really commonly held belief.
Yes.
Even linking back, this is quite a historical belief as well. I mean, the word lunatic actually comes from the Latin word for the moon. And some commentators actually think that this may have actually at some point been quite true because in previous times before the advent of electrical lighting and all that sort of stuff, the increased light would have probably had a link with sleep disturbances. And so way, way back in medieval times and before, there may have actually been potentially a lunar link. But now, unfortunately, less likely, I think.
Oh, Maris, controversial.
Controversial Tuesday. So you've heard the idea that, and I thought it was quite interesting, actually, that so there's the idea of a lunar theory that more things happen, more difficult and dangerous and problematic, erratic things happen around the full moon. And actually, people actually have actually started to call the idea of the Transylvanian theory that you know, werewolves and vampires and all that sort of stuff. And commonly it's believed that the moon exerts a tidal, a gravitational pull on the human body, just like it does the oceans and bodies of water. And because we're about 80% water, that is going to have an effect on our behavior. But I was interested to find that an astronomer actually kind of crunched the numbers a little bit and found that a mosquito sitting on our arm actually exerts more gravitational pull on our body than the moon. And the moon only affects open bodies of water. So why then do people actually believe this? And really, really commonly, and interestingly as well, I found that this can affect a lot of people in a lot of different ways. So studies have actually found that nurses who believe in this effect actually write more notes on peculiar and erratic behaviour in hospitals around full moons than nurses who don't believe in this actual fallacy. So it can have an impact on certain types of behaviour. And unfortunately, also, mental health professionals studies have found are more likely to believe that this is actually a real thing. But the research has actually found someone in the early 2000s did a meta-analysis of about 37 studies that have looked into this effect and found that it actually had no gravity. It had no gravitational pull, no relevance at all to the change in behavior. What they actually found was that, and it taps into a number of information processing psychological mechanisms and how we understand information. The first one is an illusory correlation and the idea that we're actually more likely to remember events versus non-events. So when we know that there's a full moon, we're more likely to record and store the erratic things we do see than the trip to the shop that is completely non-eventful and nothing happens. And so we can slowly build up this picture that it actually creates the illusion of a correlation between two things, but it may not actually be real. The other one that this happens a lot in is in the car wash, that you wash your car and then it rains.
Yes.
and again, that's because when you wash the car and it doesn't rain, you don't record that information in the same way. The other thing that happens is if we actually believe that this that this is an event that happens, or this is a process that is real, we're more likely to then slip into something called a confirmation bias, and that's that we're more likely to find information that supports our picture than actually argues against it. So both of those things are happening around full moons, I suspect.
So what you're saying is it's true a full moon does affect us because we make it.
That's right. That's right. Mm. And the language that we use and how we understand it does actually then create proof for us. But it doesn't affect us in the way that we believe.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.